Good morning, Jessica. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. So
Wonderful.
I'm so curious to learn a little more about the podcast that you're offering.
Yeah. So I launched a membership site in September, really aimed at bringing more joy into the lives of moms kind of everywhere.
Yes.
And yeah, so I had a private studio in my home that I operated for about 6 years. And the predominance of my clients were, my peer group, women, moms that would come in between the ages of like 35 and 55. And we're in this life period, middle age, womp, womp, womp. We have kids at home and there's a struggle. And I think there's also this kind of questioning that happens in that time frame of, what is this all about, this life stuff, and what truly makes me happy? And I found that a lot of moms like me were questioning and kind of figuring out, how do I take care of myself and how do I manage the schedules of kids and my job and my relationships? And they were stressed out and overworked and underpaid, for lack of a better term. And I guess it's kind of my mission to offer up the tools that have helped me. I found yoga when I had my first daughter in 2009, and it was truly transformative. I wasn't a yogi. I was kind of shied away from that practice and it didn't interest me. And I found like a hot vinyasa studio was kind of my intro, type A intro into yoga.
Yes.
And then it led me on the journey and path, and I've studied all over the country, and it just has changed my life. That meditation, mindfulness, and it is such a powerful tool to really just cultivate more joy in your life. And I started the podcast, Mom Slow Down, to kind of be this way to give other moms, stories of triumph, stories of suffering and overcoming, whether it's dealing with physical maladies and gut issues, or just the everyday stress in life, or introducing them to healers that deal with the subconscious. And I think that my kind of vision is that the more we're able to talk about our life struggles, our kind of uphill battles, the more that we invite others in their suffering to be the same and to sit with it and know that it's okay.
Also, I'll say that I'm a mother, and I was many years ago when my children, were growing up, and I wish that there was something like what you're offering. Because the journey to motherhood and whether you're working or non-working, it's a big weight on your shoulders. And it may not seem that way, but even just cooking meals, am I doing the right thing? Am I making them for the right foods? And how much this? How much should I be doing this with my children? So having people to share their experience and voices is really just powerful,
Thank you.
very
Yeah,
powerful.
I think reframing to this idea of what a good mom looks like is important, because I think the overwhelming feeling of guilt that surrounds motherhood, like you said, the questioning, am I doing this right? Oh, I see this person doing this Pinterest situation over here. You walk around feeling really less than, I think, a lot of times, and questioning because there is no guidebook. And I think by sharing our story as mothers and our stories of, strength and overcoming, it reframes that idea that you can take care of yourself, love yourself, and be a good mother. That you can be struggling or have questions and be a good mother. You can want to take a break, a minute to yourself, and still be a good mom.
Right.
And that's,
And you can be in that place of not knowing and be a good mother, just not having an answer. What's interesting though is that we are so blessed to live in a time where one can have a podcast and it sort of validates living. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to be an A-lister or in the top echelon. We can do podcasts. Just people with awareness and knowledge, commitment and willingness. And I love that this internet and this everything that's available to us, supports people to move into who they really are.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
and
think it also, it's that platform for vulnerability, allowing people to have a space to share themselves, share their stories, share their, you know, their passion, their interest, their suffering. It's a really beautiful, and I do love it. Yeah. I mean, I'm just a Midwestern girl from Indiana, you know, mom, and I've got a podcast. So if I can do it, anyone can.
Yep. And I love the Brené Brown wrote this many books, but one of them is Dare to Lead. And in that book, she talks about being vulnerable. And I think I would call, I would put a slash between vulnerable and say vulnerable, real. You know, when you allow yourself to be vulnerable, you come from that place of authenticity. For sure. And so I'm happy to open the platform of the Unity in Yoga podcast to allow people to be vulnerable, to be real, and to speak their truth about what yoga means to them or doesn't mean to them, or the experiences they've had or the hats they're wearing. You know, we've had people talk about that work, what work it is, how hard it is to be a yoga teacher and what that means. But I love that we're both taking in vulnerable voices and real voices and projecting them for the world.